Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
All right, so we are in the Advent season. And Advent means coming. So we celebrate this every year, and we're in a continuous celebration of it because we're looking for the second coming. See, the first coming is the birth of Christ. So He came and did God's will and defeated death. And now He's at the right hand. He's our high priest. The word priest is bridge builder. He's our bridge builder. He helps us build bridges from depression to joy, from confusion to peace. You see that? He's our high priest. But He's coming back, and that's the second coming. And so that's what we're celebrating. That's why we're celebrating this. And so what we do every year is we call someone up to do this, that we see growth and we see commitment. And we got Taylor. She's a blessing, and she has been growing and maturing in the body of Christ. And she's a single mother with two beautiful kids. And we're thankful she's a part of the church here. And I'm telling you what, I'm thankful. She is really demonstrating something. And when a pastor sees this in his church, it helps you. You understand? Does this make sense? So we're going to let Taylor come up, and she's going to do our Advent, and she's going to come up and share with us. Come on up here, Taylor.
Hey, everybody. I'm Taylor. So thankful to be here. I'm going to read out of Isaiah 2, 1 through 5. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us His ways. And he shall walk in his paths. We shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Okay, so my mom, she was a single mom. I didn't know my dad. And my family was big. Like my mom, she had four brothers and sisters. So everybody got together every holiday. Everything was a big party. Everybody was drinking. And I kind of carried that with me to high school. High school was when it started, when I started really drinking and partying, sex, weed, all that stuff that, I mean, I was just looking for something. My heart was empty, and I was looking for something, and I just went to those things because it numbed it. So then high school, I did all that. I went to college for a little bit, dropped out of that because I was smoking weed and not doing what I needed to do, drinking, partying. Actually got pregnant when I was in college, and it was a molar pregnancy. So everything was there, but the baby didn't form. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, that's really a blessing because where I was at, it would have been bad. So then I moved back home, and I was still drinking and stuff. When I was 21, I got my first DUI, And then when I was 25, I got my second DUI. I did jail time, and I did 10 days in jail. And then this time, me and my kid's dad were, like, going back and forth. It was like, the end. It was rough. And I was really depressed to the point, like, I didn't want to go outside. I didn't want to do anything. I just wanted to sit in the house and hide. And so then I searched out. I went to the Family Resource Center for my depression. Like, I need help. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. And they sent me to Celebrate Recovery. So I did Celebrate Recovery and AA for a little bit. Celebrate Recovery really took me, like, just the love that was there because Christ. And I took their stuff, like the Bible and all that, the information that they gave us. And I was sitting at the table one night, me and the kids. I have two boys, like Pastor Fred said. Sitting at the table, and I was just read a prayer out of the Bible, and I was saved. He took everything from me. Yes. He took it all, like the weed, alcohol, sex, loneliness. Like, it was just, I don't know. He took it all. So I stayed in CR for a while. It was at a different church, and then it moved here. And, I mean, I just went out of my comfort zone. I just got out and served at CR, like getting up and doing the principles and things like that. Just getting out of my comfort zone was where I really, I mean, I don't want to be up here right now. But, Jesus, thank you. I'm growing. I'm thankful. So, I got out of my comfort zone and did that type of stuff. And then Celebrate Recovery came to Russell Road, and I met Kendra. She was the babysitter back there with the kids. And she just took me under her wing and just loved me. Jesus in her so big. She just loved me and told me, you know, just read the word. It doesn't matter what you do, just read the word. And so I've been reading the word about a year and a half, give or take, maybe, I don't know. But yes, he's just taken everything. You know, my dad, I don't know my dad. I've never seen him. He passed away in 2018. So I was 28 when I found out. I thought I had forgave him, you know, like I held on to it or anything. Well, I ended up, like, me and God forgave him. God helped me to forgive him, and, like, I just, whatever. And then I found him on Facebook. I found my sister and stuff. And wherever that goes, I don't know, but I'm thankful. God had to clean my heart and stuff to even show me who my dad was. I didn't see him until I was 28, and he's gone, so that's okay, you know, and I didn't need a physical dad. I needed Jesus the whole time. And even though I wasn't saved, he was still guiding everything I was doing. So in February, I quit the job. I was at Electro Controls, and it was like we didn't have a point system. If I needed to leave, I could leave. I was leaving early or coming in late 2 days a week, bringing Andrew to school and stuff like that. And stuff got stirred up. God was moving. I was growing. And I fought with him probably 2 weeks. Like, I can't do this. I don't have a babysitter. How am I supposed to go to a different place? And I was going to a point system, NKP point system. Like, it's going to be strict if I don't have a babysitter. Well, you don't have a job. So I fought with God for like 2 weeks. I'm like, I can't do it. Well, the day I put my 2 weeks in, I had a babysitter that day. The morning, and then by lunchtime, I had a babysitter. Only Jesus. How? So then in February, I got that job and moved there. And then by July, I'm in the office. How? I have no qualifications at all. Nothing. God doesn't qualify. He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. He is my life, like me and my kids. I have a beautiful adopted mama over here. She didn't have grandkids. And look how God works. Now she takes them for the weekends or whatever. I didn't have that before. Before I started reading, all I did was read. It's crazy. It's so true, and I'm so thankful. But I mean, the main thing is just staying connected. When I don't want to read or I don't want to come in here, that's when I'm here. You know, it's hard sometimes, but just keep pushing. You just push through that, and he will give it all to you. Just read. That's it.
Thank you, Taylor. All right. Hallelujah. Taylor, she She serves the kids in the back. What'd she say? She said, I don't know how I can serve children in the back. Sometimes I don't even want to serve my own kids. And so she started serving them. And she gets joy from it and strength. You know what I'm saying? And she also does our media. And she's good, too. Good at what she does. She got a promotion on her job. You hear what I'm saying? She went from labor into an office. Well, that's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. And God is moving. But you see, she serves. She gets in here. She's after it. God is... Let me tell you something, folks. This is how God works. God gives you direction. And when he gives you direction, he gives you protection.
Amen.
If you don't listen to the protection, you forfeit. If you don't listen to the direction, you forfeit the protection. You see that? And that's what people do. They don't want direction from God. But if you'll listen to it and walk after it, he'll bring the protection over your life. He will, and God is protecting her. David said, when my mother and father forsaken me, the Lord will take care of me. And that's what she's experiencing. That's what Taylor's experiencing. Amen?
Amen.
She's happy. She smiles. When she came here the first time, it's like, just bewildered. Life is in there now. Am I making sense? I'm just telling you, it's all Jesus. Amen? All right. I'm glad you're here today. I went to this past weekend, I went to the Smoky Mountains and went for a hike with my son and my grandson. I'm telling you what, it was off the charts. You know, it was like out of the park. You know, it was just so, I can't tell you. If you have children, you need to make sure you stay connected to your children. Don't let them just drift out there and blame them. You make the first move. Or if you don't have a relationship with your dad and mom and you know where they are, you need to connect with them. Because that's God. That's God working. You need to connect if you can. So now think about this. I had this trip planned, and then I had to get my the surgery. I had a part of my lip. I had a little spot on my lip, and they said it was cancerous, so I went in to have it cut off, and I thought, well, I'll get a stitch, and I'll just preach that weekend, and then I'll go on my trip. It didn't happen that way. I ended up going in, and they cut out, and they said, we're going to have to remove your entire bottom lip. Because we think it's all through the whole lip. And so they had to take it off, and I had to make that decision right there. And you know, that was a third prize. I remember this kid when I was growing up, he said third, and he'd say, praise the war. That was a third prize. That was a third prize. But now think about this. You know, he spoke to me while he was cutting my lip off. God spoke to me. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you so that you will boldly say, I am your helper. He put it in the first person. I'm going to be your helper. And you're not going to fear what man can do to you. And you're going to demonstrate this in your speech and your actions. And I was under this thing, and the doctor walked up after he cut that off my lip and put that big hole in the side of my chin, and he gave me a mirror. I looked in that mirror, and I thought, what? I mean, you know, I mean, I was like, but the Holy Spirit let me know, I'm with you. So I put the mirror down. I said, God, I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you. And the doctor went to the door, and he said, Fred, the sun is not your friend. I said, well, I said, Doc, and I could, my lip was flapping, and, you know. I said, Doc, and Donita was sitting there crying, and she was with me, and she said, the doctor said, the sun is not your friend. I said, well, the S-U-N is not my friend, but the S-O-N is my friend, and he will always be my friend. And something lifted off Donita, and she stopped crying. I want you to demonstrate this in your speech and your actions. It lifted off of her, and we walked out of there. And I'm going to tell you, we got out into the car, and we were talking how God is in this, and God's going to watch after us. You see this? And, I mean, no complaining, nothing negative, nothing. We knew that God is in this because we could sense his presence. Am I making sense? God is looking how you're going to respond. Are you catching this? Does this make sense? Your response is your responsibility. And I listened to his voice, and I responded. Am I making sense? This is what God is doing in our lives. I'm telling you the truth. Am I making sense? God wants to show you something about you that you haven't seen yet. He's trying to mature you in areas of your life that you don't know about you. He's trying to show you you. He's trying to show you things that you don't know about you. He's trying to introduce things to you about you that you don't know about you. You see that? He's trying to show you strength in your life that you don't know about that you have. He's trying to show you wisdom that you don't know you have. See that? He's trying to show you mercy. That you have mercy that you don't know that you have towards people. Amen. He's trying to show this to you. That's what growth and maturity is all about. When you go through something, God is trying to show you something. Is this making sense? Come on. Amen. This is huge. Amen. This is huge. God is calling us. And if we're paying attention, he's going to give you the answer. Whatever it is you're going through. And I'm going to tell you something. We're all going to face things that we don't know anything about. You're going to have something come up. Man, where did that come from? And you're going to wonder, how do I handle this? God has your answer. He has your answer. So let's go to our scripture. Wait a minute. I got to tell this story about being in the wilderness, and then we'll get started. Can you give me my picture? See, that does that to me too. Oh, that messes me up. Now, I want you to listen to this real quick. This is in Abraham's Falls. We took a trip down there, and there's Cades Cove. It's an 11-mile loop. And so we got off the loop, and we went and we hiked to the falls. It's 2.5 miles to get to the falls. And it's beautiful. I mean, we saw bear, we saw elk, we saw deer, we saw wild turkey. I mean, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It was amazing. And so I'm just taking all this in. I'm loving this out here with my grandson and my son. And we get to this Abraham's Falls, and it looks like paradise. It's just beautiful. And so we're sitting there looking at all this. And then this woman was there celebrating her 39th anniversary with her husband. She says that's her favorite place to go, so that's where they went to celebrate their 39th anniversary. So there they are, and she looks at me and she goes, I come here all the time. She says, I don't think I've ever seen 3 generations out here. Can I take a picture of you? I said, you sure can. I was actually thinking about asking them to take a picture before she even asked to take the picture. So I said, yeah. So we climbed up on this rock, got there by the falls, and she's the one that took that picture. Now, stay with me. So we get done taking the picture, so we go down and we're talking to her. And she tells us her name. And my son said, I'm Fred Gillenwater. That's my dad, Fred Gillenwater. This is Finley. She said, Fred Gillenwater, I know I have heard that name. I know I've heard that name. Where did I hear that name? And my son goes, it's probably my dad. He's a pastor. and he knows a lot of people. And you know, with a name like Gillenwater, sometimes it can be good, but sometimes people don't forget it, right? So you got to watch it. You understand? That's right, Shamar. You get it later. No, you got it. So we're standing out there in the middle of the wilderness, okay? And she says to her husband, "Where did we hear the name Fred Gillenwater?" He says, "You know what? That was at that speech we went to of his best friend's daughter. And his daughter had my son as a teacher in Tip City. And she was giving this speech. And she said her favorite teacher taught her the most out of all the teachers she had. His name was Fred Gillenwater." And then she talked about all these things that he taught her. And I'm listening to this. And I'm telling you what, it was messing me up. I'm thinking, God is in this. God is speaking to me right now. How many times did I want to give up and not read to my children at night and not pray with them at night and not teach them God's ways? You see that? But I never quit. I continue to keep moving forward. Am I making sense? Amen. Now God is rewarding me, and he's showing me, and I'm going to tell you what. I felt God's presence so strong. I wanted to shout. I wanted to sing. You know what I'm saying? God was showing me. Right there, out there in the wilderness. You get this? And this is what I'm trying to help you see. Don't give up on your faith. Don't let anything move you away from your faith. Don't allow anything to move you from the assignment God has on your life. Am I making sense? Don't let anything move you away from the assignment God has on your life. Because God has created you, he's called you, and he has designed you to do his will. Am I making sense? Now, let's go to our scripture. I'll tell you, that picture helps me. I got a bunch more I'll show you. We'll maybe do that later. All right. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word today. We ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit continues to lead us and guide us into all truth. We desperately need you, Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, speak to our hearts and let this word take root and produce fruit that will honor you and advance your kingdom. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. So now, let's go back to the first part of that, if you would, Mariette. This is a familiar scripture in this church, but he says, be anxious for nothing, right? We were not designed, and we were not crafted, and we were not built to be anxious. We're not designed to be anxious. Anxious anxiety is worry, fear. We're not supposed to be anxious and worried and fearful. When you're anxious and worried and fearful, you're not paying attention to his direction. See, this is his direction. When you pay attention to his direction, He gives peace. Remember? And the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. The word peace means, the word peace protects you and it guards you. The word guard means to protect from all enemy invasion. So when you listen to his direction, that's what he gives you, protection. And his peace protects you. Are you catching this? So we weren't designed to be anxious. So anybody ever been anxious? Sit around and worry? That's all you're doing. You know what? He says, cast all your cares upon him. See that? 1 Peter chapter 5, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Yeah. Cares means anxiety. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That's what I'm trying to help you understand. And when we begin to listen to that direction, he brings the protection. I love that. Now, your existence has a purpose. You are existing here. You are here today because God has a purpose for your life. He has a purpose. And if you're a born-again Christian, you are to be maturing. See, but you see, you have to be born into God's family in order to be into God's family. See, well, people will tell you, well, everybody's God's children. Well, that's not true. Well, God created us all. That's true. But the fall, sin, when sin entered in, it broke the connection and fellowship with God. That's why you need to be born again spiritually. David said, when I was brought forth in my mother's womb, I was conceived in sin and brought forth in iniquity. But now look at this. But God desires truth in our most inward parts, and he will make you to know wisdom. He's going to make you know his wisdom. I remember when I was in school growing up, I'd be out on the playground. Make me. You think you can make me? Come on, Bill, you make me. Nick, you never said that. Make me. I've heard kids say that back there. Make me. All right. No. But God will make you literally to know his wisdom. You see this? Because he desires truth in your most, the depths of your soul and your spirit. If you take his direction, he's going to bring his protection over you. While you are maturing, listen, while you are maturing, if you're maturing and growing in your spiritual growth, spiritual understanding, this is what we're talking about, spiritual understanding. God has a way of introducing you to a you know nothing about.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.